Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Accent On with Alona Europa, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Ilona Europa, every Monday. I just love my Mondays. People know about that. I am so, so happy to have my great studio, four great leather chairs, great microphones, computers, and guests, of course. That's what Accent On is about. About amazing, amazing friends, guests, people with an accent, with great life stories. And today, again, special, special time. 1 hour with somebody that I really, dearly, dearly like. Not only because his personality is so warm and he's originally from Russia. Then, did I say it right? Russia?
Yes.
Okay, I'll introduce you in a second. But you never know with this border.
Like this. Russia.
Russia, you know, Russia. I'm from Poland, and of course we love Russian people. And my daddy was from Ukraine, that I love Ukraine. That was Poland before, then was Ukraine, then daddy for last 50 years was in Poland, married my mom, but he's not with us anymore. That's sad story. But anyway, we were visiting Ukraine a lot. And then when I was singing, winning some festivals for Russia songs, then I was touring Russia. I love this country. And today is one of those days that we have a guest who year and 2 months ago visited us first time. Yes?
Yeah, something like that.
Okay, mister.
Great to be back.
What is your name?
My name is Ivan Smirnov.
That's what I want to hear. Ivan Smirnov. Ivan. Everybody will repeat. Yes, Ivan. We have an accent on the last syllable. Smirnov.
Yes.
That's very easy for everybody to remember. And we know why. It's similar to name of the vodka.
Yeah, but, you know, not quite. It's got V at the end and sounds much better.
Okay, but if people hear, you know, they probably, when you Google, will turn right away to your name when you say Ivan.
Yeah.
That's good. Anything that reminds us of you is good. Okay.
Yeah.
But really, you have your own band.
Yes, and the band's name is Privet Earth.
Privet.
Yeah, Privet Earth.
And again, this is a little bit a mixture of Russian and English saying. Could you tell us, this beautiful noise and voice that we hear is somebody very, very special.
Yeah, it's a special guest.
It's a very special guest. We have Sasha in the studio. Hi, Sasha. Can you say hi to microphone?
Hi.
What? Oh. Sasha, you are a sweet, sweet son of your beautiful and very smart, very talented daddy and mommy, because we also have in our studio a very important person, wife, but also manager.
Yeah.
Hello, Lorraine. Hi, Lorraine.
Hi, how's it going?
Oh, he's doing, you know, I'm doing very, very well, because having whole family in my studio, this is for first time, I will say. That's very, very good. And I know Ivan is very happy with you. I see your son, 4 years old, beautiful Sasha. Sasha, again, I learned about you a little bit. I know that you are in karate class.
Yeah.
Are you?
Yeah.
Yes. And you will get like some type of tiger belt.
Yeah.
He sounds like tiger. And I know that you are also very, very smart and you like to move around. Yes, you can talk to the microphone.
Talk to the microphone.
It's fine.
Yes, he's learning quickly.
Okay, very good. You're in studio, Mama.
He's 4 years old and he loves music. He bangs on drums every day. You know, very intelligent boy.
Do you like music, Sasha?
Yes.
And I understand that Mommy told me that you were 6 months old and you were creating your own melody and poems in your own head. You like to sing also, yes?
Yes.
Do you think you'll be a musician?
Yes.
What instrument do you like to play?
I like to play drumsticks.
You like to try awesome. Drum. You know, again, we are talking with very important guest, 4 years old, accent on. He doesn't have an accent. He has a child's accent. But really, what is the coolest things about this accent on?
That's the best accent in the world, isn't it?
I know. Child's happy accent. And I have Polish accent. Ivan, you have a little bit Russian.
Kind of a Russian.
Russian accent. When it comes to Lorraine, you have unusual accent.
Well, probably a little bit of Australian, and that's where I'm from.
You have beautiful accent. I just love it. I was thinking English, something like. It was really, really very elegant. I like it.
A little bit of British, I guess.
Yes, yes.
She talks like a London queen.
Yes, yeah. Yes, yes, I will say that. And I know that you are here 11 years, yes, in L.A.?
Yes. Close to it, yes.
Okay, yes.
My son answers for
me. A 4-year-old son said he's been here 11 years.
You are very, very right. You better tell, because if they made a mistake, you need to tell us. Yeah, maybe shorter, but 11 years. How long you are married?
Actually, it'll be 10 in August.
Yeah, it'll be 10 years.
Yes, it is now, Porter. It's fast 10.
Really?
Oh, wow.
You said it's really good. We know mommy and daddy says the truth. We like that. Okay, and that's amazing because 1 year in L.A., then you met your soulmate, you met a gentleman. For 10 years, you both are happy, and now you have this gorgeous son. And I know it's not easy probably to live a life with a man who is so into music, so into his own world of composition and words and dreams. I know I am too, you know. Or maybe it's okay. I don't know. It's tough, yes. I know.
My son agrees with me. It's tough. Not, it's a tough life.
It's not easy.
It's not. It's easy. Four and best.
Yes, for you it's easy because I know mommy takes care of you, but mommy also needs to take care of daddy and daddy's band again. Privyet Earth, that's the name of the.
Earth.
Oh, could you say again how it's sounding when you say
Privyet Earth?
That's very different.
Yeah, he knows it.
Good.
That's he's one of our biggest fans.
And that's how it need to be.
He's the head of a fan club.
Is he allowed in concerts when you are playing?
Yeah, we put special headphones for him, so because it's too loud, and he comes with those headphones and he rocks out.
Very good. And coming back to the situation of being married and having husband who dreams, because you are in LA, you are in the best place in the whole wide world to dream, but also very competitive and filled with amazing, talented people, which I love that. I think is nothing wrong to fight with the best, you know?
Of course. Well, makes LA, you grow.
Yeah. LA is, you know, the actual place to be, but it's also one of the toughest places for this industry.
But obviously, you know, when you fight with really good people, you are getting better and better, you know?
Of course.
Because you need to get higher and higher.
Yeah, yes. Competition makes you stronger.
But 10 years ago when you both met, I want to know a little bit of the story of Ivan coming to America. You were there, you were here before Lorraine.
Yeah, I came here first.
Yes.
I was just, you know, trying to find out what the scene is and really being very naive about things and, you know, new to things. It was a culture shock to me. And I lived at in the hotel at the time. And
when Lorraine,
19-year-old.
Wow.
And when Lorraine moved here from, you know, she was just backpacking and traveling as a tourist, just kind of seeing the world. And our paths kind of collided in one spot in that Hollywood hotel. It was really destiny. I mean, there's no other way to call it.
Wow. Then you both were in the same hotel and your path crossed, and there was really love from the first sight, Lorraine.
Well,
from the second sight.
Second sight, maybe. I was backpacking.
We connected. We just felt like we were, you know, those how do you say the souls kind of like we felt like we knew each other, that kind of thing. That's
but
what
when
I felt.
We are talking, that's beautiful, because when we are talking like that, you see in a cute way two different characters. You are very romantic, but she is real. She's a realistic woman. She obviously is your angel. You repeat so much. I know you love her dearly.
I'm not romantic. I'm a tough Russian guy.
I know you are not. You are not, but God, thank you. We need romantic guys in our lives. Please, people, listen to us. We need romantic guys in our lives. But it happens that ladies, I think we need to be a little bit tougher right now, because having gentlemen who dreams and sees only good and sometimes is depressed, probably because in this music business, we are up and down, up and down. And you are the one who pick him up from the floor, dust him off, say, honey, all will be okay. You just do this or that. Is this how life goes?
Well, I don't know about dusting him off. Maybe a little boot, a little kick up. But yes, great. Honey, you need to move on. Is the bottom line. It's a tough industry. It's a tough path that he's chosen. So as he said, you know, we were backpacking. We met in the hostel. We kind of hit it off straight away. I didn't really know he was a musician from this point of like
of course,
like
when
a
you
serious
met him.
Serious musician. I did see him play the guitar and stuff, but you know, a lot of people, my brothers play the guitar, and so they're not serious musicians, so I didn't realize that. But we did hit it off, and you know, and when I realized this was his dream, I kind of felt I had to support it. And aww. I see the talent. It's if he wasn't talented, yes, I'd be the first one to say okay,
I love you for that. Yes,
but he's really talented, and I support him, and I know he's gonna make it. And now I have a 4-year-old who's going in that same path. So I guess God is not giving me much of a choice.
Yeah,
here.
And outside of crazy. That, of course, we are not here to talk about your life. But you are also a businesswoman. You have your own business. You do your own stuff. But outside of that, being a mother, being manager of the band, being wife, and having your own business is a lot for a young, beautiful lady like you. You know, on everyday
yeah, like my
basis.
Father once said about her, and he never met her. He said, you know, Lorraine is a heroic woman.
Wow. That's beautiful. I think I know, Lorraine, you believed in your husband's talent. He is very talented. And when I heard the first song that I want to play, like I said, I met your album because you let me download your album a year and 2 months ago. Of course, Forest Queen, oh, so something so, so special. Your sound. Your sound is something that reminds us of the what was the best of rock music, but yeah, also you have this twist that is for sure 100% you. Then let's play maybe Forest Queen, because your wife is right. You are very talented.
Tell me.
Okay, people. Okay, listeners. Did you ever hear sound like that? I will say not so often, if ever. His style is very elegant. A little bit, like I say, into the best of rock in 80s and 90s, but so futuristic also. And adding all classical sounds around the rock music is something very, very, very special, very intelligent, very classy. Okay, yeah, we have a guest. We have Shina Metali. She has very, very many guests also next studio. Yeah. And it's a little loud. Again, I think this album you
It's like
released,
audience.
Yeah! 2 years ago, yes. On the 13th, also you released this album 2 years ago?
Yes, exactly 2 years ago on the 13th of July.
That's beautiful.
We released the Breaking the Ice album, which is my band's second album. And now we the single and basically the whole album. Now we have a licensing deal with the Spectrum Music Group, and it's all over the place. It's on iTunes. It's in stores. Supposed to be even in Best Buy and Target, as I was told.
Oh, hard copies. That's really special. People say people don't go and run to buy albums, but I think it's not true. When you have special. Album and special band or special voice or special singer, I always spend money and go because I won't have this on my bookshelf.
Albums is a special experience, and album as a genre, even though they say it's dying, I think it'll never die. And I also believe that the vinyl records are going through a very good phase right now.
Yes.
and it's gonna happen. People are gonna wake up again and be like, you know what, we were missing out on such an amazing thing like an album format.
Yeah, the consumption of doing MP3 and listening on cell phone and just not knowing what really we are listening to. It's not fun. I don't like it.
It's scattered and overwhelming.
Yeah, and there's songs that you want to listen but forget about them. But you have the music that you always come back and you put on the radio and you just listen.
Yes.
You have the funky name, wonderful name for the style of music that you are
playing. The name is Blitz Rock. And Blitz means lightning in German. Speaking about accent.
No?
Blitz.
Blitz.
Ich spreche Deutsch. Mein Name ist Stefan.
That's really fun.
Anyway, Blitz Rock is it's like a collision of genres.
But the word Blitz again, can you explain us one more time? What does this mean?
Lightning. It's like a lightning during the storm. And it describes the collision of different genres and punk rock, electronic, and classical music.
They crash like really.
They crash and they create the spark.
Spark.
So that spark is the blitz.
That's
and that's
good.
Why it's called Blitz Rock.
And how we spell this word?
BLITZ. Blitz.
Okay. And then again, people need to know that you'll be playing also live in our studio, and that's the hottest things ever that can happen. But da means yes or tak in Polish. If people want to find your music, how they can find you?
Well, the one-stop shop, as I call it, is the official website. So www.privetearth.com.
And of course, everybody go straight to Facebook. I post all links to the website and, of course, to Facebook. If somebody wants to know how whole family looks in 40 minutes, we have another show that is called Accent on TV, The Best of Poland and Europe. And we'll be taping live our show with our wonderful guest today. In 14
awesome.
minutes, 40 minutes from the 7 till 8. And please switch to video channel on latalkradio.com. And for sure we can see Sasha. We will see you soon on a camera. You'll be on TV. And we'll be seeing Daddy, Ivan Smirnov from Privet Earth, and Lorraine, his manager, and of course,
for the first time,
wife.
The whole family will be kind of, in the TV format.
I think that's very
awesome.
Special. I'm so
it's
happy I can
special.
Offer this. Okay, let's come back to maybe playing something live, Sasha, what do you think? Do you like when Daddy plays guitar?
Sasha, what song do you want me to play? Dive or Big City?
Yeah, choose song for us. Do you have favorites?
He's thinking.
Oh, you are composing new song.
He's thinking of a new song, probably.
Okay.
Like, I'm already tired. Father is yesterday news.
I know. It's a long day for Sasha. I know you were in school, like preschool, preschool yesterday. Was he?
He was in the Sadik, which means kindergarten.
For how many hours a day?
We take him in the morning because I work full-time in an office. And so we take him in the morning and pick him up at 5:30. Yeah. So it's a long day for a four-year-old.
Sasha, you are doing great. I'm really impressed. You are a really grown-up man. I know you had this backpack before we went to studio and you were saying, I need to go to work. I need to go to work. Then he's 4 years old. He already thinks he needs to work hard. You are a really good man. Okay, let Daddy play. What song you'll be playing for us?
I'd love to play a song from the Breaking the Ice album, which is called Dive.
Dive.
And maybe you remember we were speaking about the underwater videos. So that's the song that the underwater
and people can go on YouTube and see
yes,
this video.
Yes, they can see it on YouTube.com, Private Earth Videos. And there's that underwater crazy video that we almost drowned, but we came out alive and here I am.
And you have your beautiful drummer girl.
Yes, the drummer Megan Mullins. She's still in the band. And
hi,
she's
Megan. She was here the other
time. Blitz rocking. Yes, she was here the other time. And we're going to play a lot of great shows, which I'm going to talk about. So, yeah.
Okay. Do we want Sasha stay in the studio when Daddy's playing, or you come back? Okay. Will you be quiet? Because people want to hear.
Want to listen to us?
People want to hear all around America. They'll be listening to Daddy. We want him to be focused on his music.
Well, he's heard Daddy many times, so maybe I'm just gonna.
Yeah. Let's because this is live performing. I'm so excited about that.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm excited too.
Okay. Dive.
Privet
Earth.
Fall in love, cause nobody knows when to die. Nobody knows when to die. Nobody knows to just die. Stop the clock, cause nobody knows when it's time. Nobody knows when it's time. Nobody knows to just die. Stand on mountain heights, rivers and blue skies. I'm getting back together. Drove out of the store. Time to start moving on before the day is through. And you look perfect, rainbows light. So nobody knows when to die. Nobody knows when to die. Nobody knows to just die. Stop the clock, cause nobody knows when it's time. Nobody knows when it's time. Nobody knows to just die. Yeah. Die with me so deep. I'm reading all of your lips coming to my sunshine. But if I hit the ground, I'll say I let you down before the day is through. And you look perfect, rainbows light. So I fly. Ooh. I fly. Nobody knows when they die. Nobody knows to just die. Yeah. Stop the clock, cause nobody knows when it's time. Nobody knows when it's time. Nobody knows to just die. Oh, fall in love, cause nobody knows when they die. Nobody knows when they die. Nobody knows. Nobody knows. Stop the clock, cause nobody knows when it's time. Nobody knows when it's time, nobody knows. Yeah.
Arrivederci.
Woohoo! You're so good live. Oh my gosh, I cannot wait. We'll
спасибо.
Be listening. Большое спасибо. But I'm so happy people will see you live. This is really, really hot. You know, perfect pitch, perfect attitude. And you are gorgeous
I
also.
Just enjoy
you love
playing
to see.
Live.
Oh my gosh, my gosh. Again, we have this tiny, tiny plan with my friend who will be co-hosting today our show that we'll be putting show together, which we'll be calling Axe and On, the best of whatever. And then we'll bring our favorites, and obviously you are my favorite too.
Thank you.
Ah, dive. That was really, really hot.
You're one of my favorite hosts.
Thank you so much. Okay, we said bye-bye for a second to Sasha. I feel a little sad because he's not here, but he will be with us again.
He'll be back.
Yes, in 30 minutes. Please, everybody, switch to video channel on LA Talk Radio, and we'll be watching again Ivan playing, singing, talking, laughing, and telling us a little your life story. But for people who don't have a time to watch us, you need to tell us a little bit about your past. Because coming from Russia in age of 19 seems like you were alone.
A little extreme.
That's very extreme, yes. And again, you had great parents, I'm sure, and they miss you dearly. I don't know what is your relationship with family, or maybe they're one of those who just don't care. But that's your life, and we would love to learn a little
bit. Well, I would want to believe that my parents always watch me because they're now probably in heaven. No. My mother died when I was 12, and my father died 4 years ago.
And they are watching over you for sure.
Yeah, and I'm sure they are somehow, you know, somewhere close by.
Okay, then in the age of 12, you lost your mama, and then you lost your daddy. That fast grow up. Fast. You needed to grow up fast.
Yeah. And on top of that, it was the 90s of Russia, which was a pretty crazy time for Russia after the breakup of the Soviet Union.
How did you get out?
I got out. I mean, it was already 2003. I mean, it was easier, but I'm talking about growing up. It was a pretty hard times financially for the family, and it was
buying tickets.
A lot of
stress. Whatever you say is a lot of money.
Yeah. Well. Yeah. When I decided to go to America, the first thing was just to come up with money to be able to afford like visa or something, because it was tough. But my determination was insane, because I felt like I was a big fan of rock music and pop music, and admired the artists, like starting with the Beatles and a lot of the rock bands of 70s or 80s, and then of course into the future 90s. But I felt like I wanted to go and explore rock and roll and see for myself what I am basically made of, and decided to take off.
I know.
it was a hard decision.
Lives and lives. We have all our different journey. Yeah. That's a really tough one. Having make decision, leave your country, leave everything behind in age of 18th or 19th, and knowing that maybe you will never be back, and not knowing what will happen. Only one thing that you wanted to do was really play music. Did you play music in Russia?
Yes, I played. I performed in my university. I performed at national festivals. I won some festivals, and I recorded an album, which was my first, like I would say, a demo album.
How many songs?
It was just 8 songs, and it was in this home studio somewhere in the outskirts of the city.
But you know what I found out, because I was writing too when I left to America for personal also reason many, many years ago, and I had nobody to work with here before I started knowing people. And then I had only like tiny little Casio for like $60 and tiny little room, and I cried myself, and I started writing the songs and recording them on tape recorder then. It was 20 years ago. And now when I look back to the songs, they are good songs, you know. Then I wonder if 8 songs that you had on the first album, any of them you think you will be singing, or you are singing still?
I've been writing songs since I was a kid, since 8 years old. So a lot of this material is basically like a lot of material, especially in Breaking the Ice album, surprisingly, is coming from those days, from my childhood, from when I was a teenager. Forest Queen. I wrote the beginning wow. of Forest Queen. I was 18.
And that's a good lesson, because I always stop my artists, if parents are listening, to say that first, never too early to believe that young people have amazing talent. Also, they can write something very, very earlier, and later in life, this can be Grammy winning song, or this could be something that will lead to something bigger than life. In your situation, album that you recorded 2 years ago, 2 or 3 years ago, yes?
Yeah. 2 years exactly ago.
And we just listened to the song that many years ago you wrote. That's a beautiful story. And tell me, you have some good stuff going on right now in life.
Yeah, we got some pretty cool shows coming up, and we also have just shot a video, a music video featuring the new Fiat, which is it's been kind of sponsored by Fiat. They gave us a car to feature in the video. It's a pretty sexy car, actually, 2016 Fiat 500X, which is not even in stores yet.
Then how does this work? You got a commercial. To get a commercial with product that is not yet on the market and happens to be car commercial, every musician loves stuff like that, and not everybody can get.
Yeah, we were lucky to develop a relationship with this brand, because we won a competition. About 2 years ago, we won this huge national competition that Fiat launched on Facebook and Reverb Nation. Wow. And we beat 5,000 bands in that competition to become number one. And with this, with the song called Big City, which is also on the new album, Breaking the Ice.
I know you'll be playing live.
I might be playing that song, yeah.
I also have MP3 of this song. Yeah. Would you like us to play both ways? Do you prefer right now? We'll be playing live for sure this song on a TV show. Then whatever you want, we can do another song.
I could do it live first.
Do it. This is always so hard. And then we'll play a little bit pre-recorded version.
I just want to finish the sentence about the video. So we've done the video with Fiat. Right now it's been edited. It's going to be edited. Probably will come out this week. It'll be finished this week. But we're actually releasing it on August 21st.
Okay.
Which is also my wife's birthday.
Aww.
We're releasing it on August 21st at The Other Door. It's a really cool club in North Hollywood.
Okay.
And it's probably going to be a free event, so anybody can come in, and you're obviously invited.
I would love that. Call us. Yes. Every time when you have something hot, please just call live and let's direct people your way. And because I can imagine you live when you are so good with a guitar, and you have now four-piece band, yes?
Yes. Of course, I got it. Megan is our drummer. Now it's been 2 years with us.
Gorgeous blonde girl.
Yeah, the gorgeous blonde and the whiplash head-banging monster. in a good way.
Yes.
And we got a keyboard player, Keith Nolan, and we're playing with a bunch of different bass players right now. But we got this four-piece band, which, I think I'm very happy with this band and happy with the way we sound. And I think we're going to please everybody once again.
And you are very original on the stage, way how you dress. I just post one of really hot picture. I think it's very, very nice. It happens, this wedding dress worn backwards, and we see a little bit unzipped stuff.
Yeah, nobody knows who that is, but
No, it's you, and nothing wrong with that. I think it takes really good man to dress like that
you
and just still
balls.
Look hot. You need to have a balls. Why do you think you have no problem to just dress yourself this way? Is this for a shocking reason, or just you feel like certain songs require more gentle type of clothing, or you have fun with clothes? What is this?
I probably just I was experimenting a lot, and seeing how different things will look, and this was really a kind of an interesting concept where I at the time also I had Megan and another girl bassist. It was at the release party 2 years ago, actually, exactly this same day, 13th of July.
Wow.
They had we did a photo session afterwards where they were wearing tuxedos, mm-hmm. and I was wearing the dress, and in a sense, twisted. It was very this cool. A very twisted conceptual photo, kind of showing the lines are blurred,
yeah.
You know, in a way, yeah. Now between the genders, between the men and women, and it in a way showed that kind of
equality. And you're right. And sometimes men could be very, very romantic, and we are romantic ladies, but sometimes we are more tougher, maybe.
Yeah,
it's just you never know.
As an artist, I express the times. I express what's going on right now. And to me, I felt that things were going that direction in some way, and I wanted to express it.
Beautiful.
In artistic form.
Of course, now is the time for live playing. What we are playing again? We have a premiere, I think. It's the premiere of Big City. Live?
Yeah, live premiere of Big City.
Only for us? Only on Accent on radio?
Yeah.
Oh, we've got you.
It's going to be a very special acoustic version, which I don't think I ever played live.
Wow. Privet Earth?
Yeah, Privet Earth. Big City.
Big City.
Yeah.
After all the times, she's pretty. The demons in her eyes. I light my cigarette, drive my new Fiat. Find me on the net, cause I'm a star, Big City. Yeah, that's who you are. Well, baby, all I ask for is a simple touch, a simple feeling. Listen, all I ask for is stay with me tonight. But this is all. But she just smiled and danced the night away. Yeah, na 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 na. Big City, she tell me all these lies. So okay then, she told me all these lies. She pinched a pretty name from the walk of fame. Stolen you for yet, living cigarettes. Big City, yeah, in a small town way. Well, baby, all I ask for is a simple touch, a simple feeling. Listen, all I ask for is stay with me tonight. But this is all I ask for. But she just smiled, danced the night away. Daily news instead, just sunny diamonds in her ears and something on her head. And maybe after all, she's finally played a role. Well, baby, all I ask for, ow! This is all I ask for, is stay with me tonight. But this is all I ask for. But she just smiled and danced the night away.
Very, 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 very good.
Wow. Up some lyrics. That's good.
Like, we know, doesn't matter. We think you are genius. And yeah, you make me like smile. You know what I'm saying? You have this positive energy about you singing. So really, really strong energy about you. And even when you are lyrical with your vocals going up, you know, gosh, you are aggressive, but in this cool, soft way that just takes my I don't know, goosebumps, and I
goosebumps,
love it.
Goosebumps, that's good. It means I did something right.
You did very, 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 very good. And it's tough because it's a big song again. And it's so comfortable. You sing so, I cannot believe it. You have great life. I cannot wait for us to produce this show. And hopefully, I'm saying, because I believe when we are talking about stuff, things eventually will happen. I really believe repeating what you plan to do. I'm not worried to fail, but I'm worried to not try to do what I plan to do. Then I hope we'll have a show in a few months and you'll be singing. We'll see. People can catch
me. It'll
be
amazing. It'll be an honor.
Oh, I cannot wait. And hopefully this will be all in Agoura Road in a very cool place, Canaan Club. We'll see. That's my dream. We'll see. And now,
dreams come true.
Yes, of course. You know, you need to work hard and have great people like you, and show will be so great. I have this song. It's a 4-minute song. Maybe we'll fade out a little bit. Yeah. But I think we had a really premiere, you playing live. How hard this could be if we can also play MP3 or play the song.
Well, it's interesting probably for the listeners to compare what the fully produced version is like, you know, compared to the acoustic.
Yeah, and so there are two gorgeous versions, and people can for sure purchase the already or not
yet.
Yes,
it's on iTunes.
It's on iTunes, and it's again, under... Big City?
Yeah, Big City by Private Earth.
Yes. Okay, or if people want to hear again and again you playing acoustic style, please download our shows. We are on Stitchers, on iTunes, and we are on LA Talk Radio. Under Accent On, scroll down. You can listen to our shows or downloads. We have so many downloads right now. I just got my listenership, and I'm really proud of myself. Thank you for listening.
Also, on July 29th, we're going to play World Special Olympics at USC, which is, I think, is an amazing event.
Okay, we need to talk about this make this big announcement right now.
Yeah.
This is something very, very serious and very uplifting, very cool. And you see, USC, I love because my daughter just finished USC. Natasha Miraya, thank you, congratulations.
Hi, Natasha.
And in funky way, we all are... I just met Ivan because of connections with Natasha Miraya. And that's how life works. You know, when you know somebody good, please, people, if you can help, can bring somebody to attention to somebody else, you just do it. I will always, always scream how great Privet Earth is. And now we need to focus on this event. USC
29th of July at 1 p.m. we'll be taking the stage at USC to play for 2015 World Special Olympics, which is, I think, is an amazing event supporting, you know, the people with mentally disabled people who are, you know, it really makes them feel like they're the part of the society, and it's a very awesome humanitarian, you know, event in the sense that a lot of countries come together now, and I know Russian delegation is one of the biggest.
How many people will be there? Do you know?
Like all together or the Russian?
Yeah, no. How many people?
All of them.
Yes.
I think 7,000 something.
Great.
I mean, it's become a big event.
That's a big event. You have 20-minute set.
We're playing for 20, like a little mini concert.
1 p.m.
And 1 p.m.
And where this will be at USC? Do you know the place? I have a poster. I just... Everybody who wants to know more about this, please go to Accent on Facebook, and poster is there. Then I think it's very easy to find out.
I'm kicking the ball there.
And that's another story. You mentioned that you like sports. Ha, ha, ha. It's like musician and sports. This doesn't come... together too often.
You know, it does.
Like
Rod Stewart was a professional football player.
Okay.
I'm talking soccer.
Then you are the second one after Rod Stewart. I like that.
Yeah. Which means, not a bad company.
But that's very, very good poster. I was like, hi, how hot. Somebody did great promo for you, but you said you are kicking the ball.
Yeah.
That's great.
Yeah, I'm kicking the ball. Actually, it looks like Earth in there because, well, it's Photoshop.
Of course, Privet Earth.
But I was actually kicking the ball. It was a soccer photo shoot. And I was actually at the time playing in the proper soccer league.
Wow!
In the team called LA Reign.
And look at you! Everything in life comes around. You know, you never know. One day you say, "I will never do a kicking ball or whatever. I will never do sports." And then eventually, not only your poster looks so real, you look hot. Very, very cool. And then you're playing on this great, great event, World Games Special Olympics Los Angeles 2015, USC, July 29th, 1 p.m. Privet Earth.
Yes.
And Ivan Smirnov will be playing.
Come over and get exposed to Blitz Rock.
Just do it. Just do it. Okay. Now, that's what we are talking about. We'll be playing Big City Fiat Edition live and pre-recorded. Pre-recorded version.
Yeah, the recorded version.
Everybody can go and, like I say, purchase on iTunes, Privet Earth, Big City.
Yeah.
Demons in her eyes. And I'm a cigarette. Drive a new Fiat. Find me on the net, cause I'm a star. Big City. Yeah, that's who you are. Baby, all I ask for is a simple touch, a simple feeling. Listen, all I ask for is stay with me tonight. But this is all I ask for, but you just smile. Smile and dance the night away.
Oh my gosh, we were planning already how to do another album with Privet Earth. And do I have some great people to maybe give to our guest that he can just come up with another style of music, whatever he's cooking right now in his own head and heart. And probably we can do that.
Yeah, anyway, the material is already, and I'm kind of looking into doing a third album soon.
That's so cool. And obviously we are talking about drums. Drums were really hot in this track. And jazz, the difference between two versions, they're just amazing too. Version, but people can choose and just download or just go and download the pre-recorded version, which is very, very good. You'll be playing the song, of course, on the show on the 29th.
Yes, yeah, I'll be playing it on the 29th and August 21st. So, yeah, we always play. It's one of our favorite live tunes to play, of course.
Great. I have no choice. We need to leave because we have 10 minutes to move to another studio and just tape us one more time live, and you'll be playing this time only live. Then thank you so much for listening to us right now, and I will play only 1 minute of Ilona Europa Eternal Keys because that's what I like to do right now. Thank you and spasiba, большое спасибо, and hopefully see everybody. I will be seeing all of us 10 minutes from now.
Awesome. We smile and kiss and touch the speed of the hand and life forever end. Eyes and lips and body, it's your life, it's in forever young. We smile and kiss and touch the speed of the hand and life forever end. Eyes and lips and body, eternal kiss, eternal kiss.
You're listening to Accent On with Ilona Europa, right here on LA Talk Radio.